It was a decent session for Second Amendment issues, but one bill, HB 422, should have passed but was killed in the House Calendars Committee. The bill was authored by Matt Krause, Dustin Burroughs, James White, and Molly White, and it was a strong backstop bill to prevent Texas state agencies and political subdivisions from helping the feds violate the Second Amendment. Part of the bill read, "An agency of this state or a political subdivision of this state and a law enforcement officer or other person employed by an agency of this state or a political subdivision of this state may not contract with or in any other manner provide assistance to a federal agency or official with respect to the enforcement of a federal statute, order, rule, or regulation purporting to regulate a firearm, a firearm accessory, or firearm ammunition if," and it just goes on about the rule or whatever, "violates or is different from the laws that exist under the state of Texas." The bill cut off state funding to any entity which aided the feds in going after our Second Amendment rights. It also created a way for citizens to file a complaint with the Attorney General if a state or local government was indeed working with the feds to enforce rules or regulations that differed from our Texas law in relation to firearms. Kudos to Representative Krause, Burroughs, and the two Whites for putting this state's rights bill forward. Too bad the Strauss House was having none of it. Leadership will take credit for what did pass, but they hope you don't learn about the things they blocked, such as this fine bill, HB 422. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.